بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا وعلى نبينا الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. تكلمنا عن الباب الثامن، وهو أن من الرقى من الشرك أن يعلق، من الرقى ومن الشرك تعليق الرقى والتمائم والسول. هذا كان موضوع الباب الذي تكلمنا عنه فيما قبل، باب ما جاء في الرقى والتمائم. فما هي الرقى؟ ما ارتقى به المدعى الرقى؟ بالنسبة
What is incantation?
Is rukha permissible in Islam or not? It's not. It is. We have two opinions of this now. Conditions, what?
Has to be compliant and has to be pure
from shirk. So, can you give us a proof to support your statement? So the prophet used to say and make incantation for his grandson, saying, "I protect you with the perfect and complete word of God, of Allah, from the shaitan and from the evil eye." What is التمائم؟ التمائم شرك؟ شرك أكبر أو شرك أصغر؟ How could we make a difference between the شرك أكبر and شرك أصغر and التمائم؟ What are the fastest blessings that we have? Blessing that is according to a place, a blessing that is according to a time, and a blessing that is according to a purpose. Okay. What is the example of a blessing that is in a place blessing? Al-Baraka al-Makaniya. Mecca. How do you know that? So if you go to Mecca and stay there for about 5 months, you come out, or if I were to be a blessed person, can we claim on you for our
Why not?
It's not transferable. How about a blessing that is connected to a place, to a time? Ramadan. What is the meaning of Ramadan being blessed? That is one. That's two. Yes, the multiplication of the deen. So all of that give us the blessing of the time, which is Ramadan. How about the Quran? Is it a blessed book? Why?
Because you want it.
Okay.
على
الخير. Yes, Allah ordered the blessed book. If you read it with every letter, you have same for each letter. How about if we implement it? What are you going to happen to us?
We become blessed.
Allah will become victorious. We become powerful. We will become the first nation. Look at the companions. When they implemented the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, they were able to achieve the highest type of success in this life and in the new action. Can you name for me a blessed food?
Olive oil.
How much is the gallon of olive oil? Other thing, can you tell me other type of food that is blessed?
Salmon.
Salmon, I don't
know.
Shara'at. But how about when you eat, where is the blessing come in the food?
In the car.
So we eat from the side. How about when the Prophet says, when you eat, wash a plate, because you do not know where the blessing is in the food. It could be in one piece of rice that you did not eat. And you ate all that, but you missed the blessed part of it.
This is where you have to
eat. You have to eat all of it. But you don't miss the blessing. Okay, so that is, we have talked about it. Then inshallah we are going to continue the chapter 9. Whoever seeks blessing through a tree, a stone, or the light. بَعْدَ أَنْ تَبَرَّكَ بِشَجَرْ أَوْ حَجَرْ وَلَحْوِهِمَا. Now we know that what is blessing. What is the blessed mean, and what are the blessed signs, a blessed place, or a blessed area. Now we're going to see about those people who go and try to seek the blessing of a tree, a blessing of a grave, a blessing of people. The author was the ayah, فَرَأَيْتُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاةَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى. Have you then considered Allah, Al-Uzza, and Manat, the other source, or the last source? اللات يوجد قراءتان اللات بالتجديد او اللات اللات اسم فاعل من لبسة اي الذي يلبس الطريق مثل شيء من التنب ويعز مع شيء من الماء بحمصه يطلع شيء طيب يعني او الحنطه اللي حمصها ولسه مع الموت فهذا اللات يلف الطويل فرايتم اللات هذا رجل كان اسمه اللات كان يلف الطويل في الحديث ثم مات فاتخذ الناس على قبره وفد هذه على قراءه اما على قراءه اللات فهي اسم اله Allah is the name of a god that they used to worship in the days of ignorance. Allah. Wal-Uzza, also a name of a god that they used to worship. Wal-Uzza mu'annath al-Aziz. Al-Aziz al-Uzza. Wal-Manat al-Thalithah al-Ukhra, mu'annath al-Mannan. وقالوا أيضا سميت لنا في كثرة ما يمنى عندها من الدماء يعني يراق عندها ويذبح عندها من الدماء ولذلك تسمى المكان ميمة الآن في كثرة ما يراق عنده من الدماء لله سبحانه وتعالى The third god was named ميمة أو منى لنا So we have three gods that the Quraysh used to worship Three major gods Allah, Al-Uzza, and Manat. They used to go and slaughter for those gods and try to take the protection from those gods and idols. They tried to gain blessings from them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, Surah Al-Najm, to prove to us that those acts would have no benefit to us in totality, and nor they have any blessing to give to us. So this, the author brought this ayah to show us that things that people think that will bring benefit to them or keep evil from befalling them, they're not going to be any good to you. But sometimes, by the destiny of Allah, a person will be tested. He will go to a certain idol and say, Oh idol, I want this and this and that. And Allah will give him that. So the person thinks that the idol is giving him. That is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are not following the correct path. Allah will lead them on because they are refusing to listen to the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The other hadith that was brought here is hadith Abi Waqid al-Layth. It says, خرجنا مع رسول الله إلى حنين ونحن حدثاء عبد بكفر وللمشركين سدرة يعبثون عندها ويمسون بها أسلحتهم يقال لها ذات أنوار فمررنا بسدرة فقلنا يا رسول الله اجعل لنا ذات أنوار كما له ذات أنوار فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أكبر إنها السنن قلتم والذي نفسي بيده كما قالت بنو إسرائيل لموسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة قال إنكم قوم تجهلون لتركبن سنن من كان قبلكم. This hadith says that Abu Waqid al-Layth, he said, we went out with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hunayn. Hunayn is a place where a battle took place. He said, we were newly removed from the status of disbelief. But the disbelievers, they have a notice tree that they used to hang their swords on. Then we passed by a notice tree. So we told the Prophet, why don't you assign for us a lotus tree to hang our swords on it, just like the disbelievers, they have a lotus tree. Then the Prophet said, Allahu Akbar, this is the tradition. You have said, similar to the children of Israel said to Musa, they said to Musa, make for us a god, just like the pagans have gods. Indeed, you're going to follow the ways of people before you. This hadith, we benefit from it on this level. Very important hadith. It shows us first when the Prophet ﷺ went and conquered Mecca. And he came with 10,000 soldiers. And then from Mecca he went out with 12,000 soldiers. There's 2,000 soldiers that were newly in Al-Islam. And they went to meet an army that was made up of 40,000 people. The two major tribes, they were preparing to fight the Prophet from Allah. So the believers went out to meet the challenge. The disbelievers, they had a notice tree. And they had it on their swords, thinking that the blessing of the lotus tree will rub off on their soul. البركة تنتقل من الشجرة إلى أسلحتهم. When the believers saw a lotus tree, they said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, assign for us a lotus tree just like we have a lotus tree. But who are the believers who said that? They are those who are new in Islam. They do not know all the aspects of Tawheed yet. They do not know issues concerning to the Tawheed. So therefore the narrator of this hadith, he said, in the beginning of this hadith, we were newly in Islam, as is he is using his excuse to why he said what he said. See, I want to know and understand why we said that. When the Prophet from Allah heard that, I remember that, okay, he has 12,000 people meeting 40,000 people. And some part of his army is doing something, saying something of shirk. What do you think the Prophet, is he going to ignore that fact and go to war and correct the problem after the war? Or he going to start and correct the problem right then? Because it was a problem that is major, problem that has to do with the creed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Allahu Akbar. This is the tradition of people before you. You have said similar to the people of Israel, the children of Israel, when Allah saved them from Fir'aun in the ocean. The ocean was split, or the sea was split. They passed, and Fir'aun came, and then they were drowned. When Musa and his people, after they were passed and they were saved, the children of Israel, they saw people worshipping idols. So they went to Musa and they told him, why don't you assign for us an idol to worship, just like they have an idol to worship? This is what they said. The Prophet ﷺ connected what those people said to Musa to what the people said to him. Even though what the people said to Musa, that is a major shirk. And what the people said to Muhammad ﷺ, we're going to see that is minor shirk. Besides, they did not know the Islam. They were new in the Islam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "You, the traditions of people before you, verily you're going to follow people before you." And that is what goes on in our Muslim nation. We find the Muslims, they try to imitate and to resemble the Jews and the Christians in all aspects of their life. Just like of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if the Jews and the Christians, they go to the house of a leader, we're going to try to go after them to their house, to the house of the leader. So from this, we go back to this hadith, we know that the tree is not a blessed tree, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not allow his companions to do that. Secondly, to think about something being blessed, or it will bring you the blessing of Allah, is not major shirk, because the Prophet ﷺ did not say to those people, you have to come back into Islam. Thirdly, when there is something connected with shirk, a person has to correct that, because that is the most important weapon to us, which is tawheed. Therefore, we cannot take any chances on anyone not knowing that important aspect of our religion. So from that we know there is no blessed tree, there is no blessed home, there is nothing concerned to be blessed except what Allah and His Messenger has assigned. The black stone that is connected to the Kaaba. It was reported that Umar bin Khattab said to it, I know that you are a stone. You're not going to benefit me, nor you're going to harm me. But had it I seen the Prophet touch you, I would not have touched you as this. إني أعلم أنك حي لا تضر ولا تنفع ولولا أني رأيت رسول الله يفعل هكذا ما فعل. From that we know the importance of following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. See how Umar ibn Khattab was following the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم exactly verbatim without reducing and without increasing anything from the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. But we know from the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ هَذَا الْحَجَرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَهُ عَيْنَانِ يُبْصِرُ بِهِمَا وَلِسَانِ يَنْطِقُ بِهِ يَشْهَدُ عَلَى مَنْ اسْتَلَمَهُ بِحَقٍّ يوم القيامة. رواه ابن ماجه عن ابن حبان وهو في صحيح الجامع. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the black stone will come the day of judgment, and he has two eyes by which he can see and a tongue by which he can speak, and he will testify to anyone who touched the stone out of belief. This hadith narrated by Ibn Majah, according to Ibn Abbas. So from that, we have completed this chapter, inshallah, and we go on into reading the issue.
Explanation of the verse
15. 15, yeah.
The nature of the matter requested by the companion.
That they requested to have a tree to receive a blessing from them.
In fact, the companions did not ask for it.
Yes, قولهم لم يفعل. لم يفعل لهم رسول الله.
Their intention was to become servants to Allah by their acts as soon as they would like.
Yes, that is. كونهم قصدوا التقرب إلى الله بذلك لظنهم أنه يحب. And that is a very important issue, that the companions, when they ask for that, they did not have the intention to make sure. Minor. I mean by that, they did not have the intention to go and assign a bliss, a tree that is not blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, their intention alone is not sufficient to make the action correct. Because the action and the intention have to be correct together for the end result to be correct. But as we said in this hadith, the companion who did that, he said, we were moving outside of the status of disbelief. And we're going to stop at this point as we go on, inshallah, in the issue.
If the companions were aware of the nature of the intended act, it stands to reason and all of them that they are more likely to fall the victim.
Exactly. أنهم إذا جهلوا هذا فغيره فغيرهم أولى بالجهل. يعني the companions, those new companions in Islam, who did not understand from the statement of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله without explanation that they should not do such action. That means we, the people who are 14 centuries after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we might be saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and we are ignorant to many of the implications of this statement. Because this statement has implication upon us. Implications, restrictions, and directions to give us in this life. Many people say that and they are ignorant or they are heedless to the implication of this statement. And that stands to reason. Because if the companions did not know any all of that, and then after the explanation of the Prophet ﷺ, we have more effort to put forth nowadays for us to know what was revealed. Especially when we are always facing many different opinions, many different statements, many different philosophies and ideologies. We have to put the effort and connect ourselves with the Quran and the Sunnah as understood by the Rashid predecessors for us to understand what was revealed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
For the companions, if you know the beauty and the quality of forgiveness that is not
true. Yes. We know that the companions, even if they did some mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered them the rewards and offered them the forgiveness because of the effort that they put forth in supporting Islam.
The Prophet did not exceed them by but denied by saying, Allah is the Lord, these are ways and you will follow their true children from them, so that is the wisdom of the matter by these people.
أن النبي لم يعذرهم بل رد عليه بقوله الله أكبر إنها السنن لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم ثلاث أمور رد عليهم.
This is the main issue which is intended that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed them that the request was like that of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when they asked Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام make for us the bread.
الأمر الكبير هو المقصود أنه أخبر أن طلبهم كطلب بني إسرائيل لما قال لموسى اجعل لنا إلها. But with one difference, the request of the children of Israel is not justified because they have been with Musa for a long time, they have been taught by Musa for a long time, and they are asking something of major ship. They want an idol to worship. But what was said by those companions, it was from those people who were newly in Islam, and they ask for something that people might fall into mistake if they don't know it.
The narration of this act is at the meaning of the identity that is the Allah, which being such a given, was not perceived by them.
Yes. And in every هذا من معنى لا إله إلا الله مع دقته وخفائه على أولئك. يعني معنى لا إله إلا الله لا يتبرك الإنسان بأي شيء إلا بما شرعه الله سبحانه وتعالى. For those who listen and for those who might listen to the king. The companions who requested that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they requested that they are believing in Islam and supporting in Islam, but yet they were influenced by the practices of their days of yore. They did not know the application of La ilaha illallah in completion. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not excuse them for that. He clarified for them and he negated their request. When we say that they committed by their question a minor shirk, that we are not reducing their importance, nor we are saying they are ignorant, but we are saying a statement of fact. Just like we say Khalid ibn al-Walid, before he came to Islam, was very much against Islam. He was fighting against Islam. We are not negating Khalid ibn al-Walid or reducing the importance of Khalid ibn al-Walid. So is the action of those companions who were newly in Islam. Their statement was not correct according to Islam, but they were corrected, and upon the correction, they took the correction, and things went on, and they are the best people that were produced to humanity after the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The interpretation that we have just wanted to make part of the other companions were not aware of the man.
Can you repeat that again?
The interpretation that we have just wanted to make part of the other companions were not aware of the man.
Yes, that is an important issue. However, ونحن حدثاء عهد بالكفر فيه أن غيرهم لا يجهل ذلك. When they said we are newly left the status of this belief, that means those who are old in Islam, they knew what was going on. Therefore, they did not request. They did not ask the Prophet to assign for them a lot of tree. And that is bringing to us the benefit of connecting ourselves with the source of knowledge. Connecting ourselves and giving ourselves time to understand the knowledge. Knowledge does not come in one stage. Nor we can be able to achieve the level of clarity overnight. I always see this example. A person who is moving from the night to the light is just like a towel that you take it wet and you hang it you hang it in the line. It was going to dry it instantly. It has to drip and drip. And the sun has to beat on it. And then after 6-7 hours, you come to it, it's nice and dry. So is the situation of a person. Coming out of the ignorance, coming out of the darkness to the light. He's not going to be changed overnight, and everything that was attached to his heart every practice that he used to do, every belief that was entered into his belief system is going to automatically be washed away. But the light of the Quran and the Sunnah has to be on his heart for a while until that heart is pure and clear from those evil practices that he used to do. But that, as he is working time for that, he has to expose himself to the light of the Quran and the Sunnah. If he does not expose himself, if he runs away from the knowledge, he's not going to benefit.
You see, Allah is the
Suffer, who comes to the
soul
to come to the Islam. بعض الناس التكبر الكبير عند التعجب خلافا لمن شرح به.
You put an end to all possible ways to lead it to shirk.
Yes, تدعو جرائحك.
Prohibition of any resemblance with the people of Israel.
النهي عن التشبه بأهل الجاهلية. That is a part of our deen. Part of our deen is one to assemble ourselves different than the Jews and the Christians. And inshallah, that is, we're not going to make the lecture to, for that aspect. We deal with it later, but part of our deen is to be different than the Jews or and the Christians.
He doesn't become a Catholic over his children.
Okay.
Yes. There are symbols of one that have been expressed by the Prophet in the Bible.
Yes, when he said Inna Hasunan, that tells us that the Muslim is going to follow the people before him. They're going to follow the footsteps of people before them. But we have to be on an alert for us not to let ourselves slip into that.
You cannot be saying as a prophet that the even of a sovereign is in front.
No.
In every place where Allah has come.